My Father, my God, I acknowledge that you hear my prayers because of what Jesus did for me. Because I believe and ask and pray in Jesus' name, you listen. You are the God who made heaven and earth, everything in it. You are good. Sin has no place with you. My hope is in you. Thank you that I can pray. Thank you that I can know you. I acknowledge that it's your grace that made me alive, forgave me, raised me up with Christ. According to you, you work all things after the counsel of your will. And by that will, I'm in Christ. You alone, I can thank for that, and I do. Thank you that I'm in Jesus. Thank you that I believe. Thank you that the cross that I wasn't there to see is more real in me than anything else. I'm more certain that he came out of the grave because your Spirit is with me than I could be of any other subject. I'm more sure of why that had to be than anything else. And I acknowledge my thanks to you that makes me do and stick and work and think and enjoy the world in light of you. To enjoy everything that I've got. I only enjoy it because it's from your gracious hand. And learning more about you means enjoying it more. So I acknowledge that you've given me my daily bread. That you've created in me a heart that wants to forgive others because I've been forgiven. Thank you. Lord, I confess my critical heart. I confess a sinful, critical heart in me toward people who don't believe in you. That I am far too easy to dismiss them, to tell them of their condemnation sure to come, to kick them out for sexual immorality or idolatry or what I judge to be misguided approaches to ministry. Lord, I confess that if you were that way with me, I'd never be in your faithfulness. I'd never be in your covenant. And yet I have a problem making that apply in every conversation in my own life. I confess that that is sin. I confess the pride in my heart that I do know you, that I know your word, and that that contributes to my dismissiveness of others in the first confession of my sin. God, I confess my lustful heart, my heart that always wants to turn to sex. That a day doesn't go by where I don't think about sex with other women. I gave myself to it for over 10 years. You know full well how depraved I was. You pulled me out of it. It's easy to turn from the external, Lord. It's easy to turn from fornication. It's easy to stop going on the pornographic websites. What's not easy is keeping my restless heart from wanting to. And I confess that sin. My sin against my friends, your children, in this. God, I confess it. Comparing my wife to other women, physically, the sin of that. When I see the magazine cover in the checkout aisle and every woman and every guy on it should be smacked in their face for immodesty by your loving discipline. that I enter into lust. And part of me really wants to. I confess that that part of me is sinful. Lord, forgive me for my desires that, even though I know will rob me from joy and peace in you, there's still a part of me that wants them. A part of me that would have them over you. God, I confess that this is my sinful nature, my members still at work, and who will deliver me from this body of death? God, I confess my stinginess with money. Lord, that I am stingy. I could do so much more with money to bless people who don't have it. I could do so much more, and I don't. I keep it to myself. Lord, I confess that stinginess, that I want to be judged by you in the end as one faithful with money, and yet I fail to so often. God, I confess that I want to give those sites of charity that I've learned where I can do, the ministry that I want to support that I haven't yet. I want to give more, and I want to be faithful in what you've given me. God, I confess my stinginess with money. I am a very rich man, and I don't give like it. Forgive me for that, Lord. Lord, I confess my laziness when I could be studying your word or writing something to help someone else study your word or in prayer. I confess I'd rather be sitting on my butt watching a movie, wasting time far too much. Lord, I confess I get drowsy when I go to read a book, but I can watch a stupid movie for an hour and a half. God, I confess that while it's not wrong to watch a movie, that I want to know your word, I say. I want to be a master at interpretation so that I can be a blessing to others. And I would spend more time than I should playing the guitar or watching a movie. Lord, I confess my laziness in this. God, I confess that I get angry at my children too easy. You know I don't abuse them, but God, they're so precious and so wonderful, and they're growing so fast. And one day, it's just going to be silence when they're out making their way in the world. And I'll have had such a short time. Lord, I confess to forgetting that and sacrificing precious time with them for things that just don't matter, like having a really clean dining room. Lord, I confess pride. Pride in preaching. That I have partially wanted to sell out to the satanic idea that unless I'm getting likes on a Facebook post or hundreds of views of a sermon preached on the website, that I'm not really serving you. That happiness in that service will come only with numbers. God, I confess that selfish, prideful drive in it. Forgive me, Lord. Teach me to serve you. And that if I only serve one God, that's enough. Truly, truly, truly burn out of me the pride of competition in numbers. Please. God, I confess that there are things I could do for Lydia that I don't. simple things sometimes that I know if I sacrifice just a little bit more pride, I just go out of my way to do one or two other things, it'll show that hard-working, blessed woman how much I truly do value her. God, I confess that. I confess my cowardice in the world, that I'm afraid of what people will think about me as a Christian, that I'm a wimp. Lord, I confess that weakness where I fear men and so I don't do what's right. God, I confess my entitlement in the world. I feel like I'm entitled to much more than I am. My greed. All these areas, Lord, grow me. Teach me contentment and truth and patience, single-mindedness, dedication, purity of thought. If you don't, Lord, I'll surely go after sin. If you don't grow in me that holiness that I so desperately want, more and more and more, if you abandon me, I'll give up on you. I know I will. I know I'll go after porn. That warm blanket of sexual immorality called pornography. I'll go after it. Because after all, Lord, I don't need to actually go cheat on Lydia. I just want that beautiful temptation to be mine and welcome. I know I'll go after it if you leave my wretched heart to itself. Even as a believer, I know, and I'm ashamed to know it, but I know it. So God, don't leave me. Continue that work in me. And I confess my need for you to do it every day. If I pull away from your word and neglect these means you've given for me to know you and enjoy you and grow in you, if I neglect these things, God, I will suffer emotionally. Because spiritually, I'm starving myself. I know it. And you've let me experience this. Garbage in, garbage out. You've let me experience it, and I just confess I don't want it. I confess you, Lord, as my Savior and Redeemer and friend. You called me friend, and I confess that that is the most exciting thing I've ever heard. And I thank you that that excites me. Lord, I want to give you thanks for life. Yeah, as a believer, it's hard, but I'm here to live it. Thank you. Thank you for the amazing slices of pizza I ate today in Munster, Germany. Delicious. They were amazing. Right under the shadow of St. Lambert's Cathedral. Thank you for this trip to Wartburg and Munster that I've had, that my wife just let me want to go away and have some alone time and do what I've done in the last 2 days. Thank you. Lord, I give you thanks for my salvation. All those years ago, you came to me, you saved me, you've proven yourself, your word in my life 1,000 times. So much so that I know it is so foolish of me to ever doubt. And when I doubt, I'm just reminded so much more how much you've proven to me. Lord, you don't have to do anything. I know who you are. Thank you. Thank you for dying and rising up from the dead, the Son, for doing that work for me. Father and Holy Spirit, I bless you for my election, for my salvation. Lord, I give you all the credit that what Jesus did saved me from my sin and nothing I've ever done. Thank you that I understand that and that that draws me to doing all that I want to do to honor, to beat my friends to the finish line of honoring that truth. Thank you for my wonderful wife, for Lydia. Almost 15 years, she's been Mrs. Patano. And God, she is so valuable to me. I treasure her so much. I simply could not put it into words what she means to me, how beautiful that woman is to me. Oh, and she gets on my nerves sometimes. Yes. Let me go back to confession. But Lord, she's beautiful and she's wonderful and she's such a great mom and she's such a great wife. Lord, increase her knowledge of you, her love for you, her faithfulness to you when no one else is looking. Give her works to do that only she and you know about, so that as she does them, you would reward her openly in her prayers. Reward her prayer time with your presence and blessing and community, fellowship with you. Lord, her teaching ministry to those women, increase it. Let other ladies be drawn to you as my wife is drawn to you. Lord, let your light shine through her so they could glorify you. Bless her in that work, Lord. Bless her ministry, her understanding of the word. Bring teachers into her life that will influence her well toward the cross and toward her next life. Lord, continue to teach her, strengthen her, protect her, keep her healthy, keep her strong, help her get good sleep. Lord, may our children step up more to help around the home so she could sleep better. God, and may her days be filled with joy, knowing a husband that loves her and praises her, works for her, and would do anything for her. Forgive her sins against me, as I pray she would forgive my sins against her. And let her find that joy in extending the gospel to me and to the others in her life, to our kids. Lord, give her patience and wisdom to teach our daughters and our son about you and about life, about being a mama, about being a wife, all of it. Lord, I pray these things for her joy, for her sanctification. She loves Jesus more than she loves me. She loves you, God, our triune God, more than she loves me. And I love that. Thank you for her. Lord, for our kids, for their health, thank you. Thank you that two of them have been baptized in water because they believe in you. Let them, I ask you, Lord, I give you thanks for them. Let them never forget you in their life. Know you from their earliest days. And always remember that they believed in you and that that would preserve them like you did their mother from sin. Thank you that I teach them and that they listen every single night to something in your word. God, thank you for that time. They are my favorite Bible class. My four kids and my wife, they're my favorite Bible class. The most handsome, the most beautiful, and the one to whom I want to be more dedicated, to which I want to be more dedicated, those kids. May they all be Christian as they grow. Lord, I thank you for that privilege of teaching them and of growing them in this world. And God, I just want to ask you, again, be with Lydia. As a wife, as a mom, as a teacher, as my friend, help her to be a friend to other friends and a blessing to the body. Increase her ministry, Lord, its reach, its depth, all of it. And Lord, I ask you for the salvation of my children. I don't know your electing will. I don't know whether you've predestined my kids from before the foundation of the earth or not. I don't know. Never will. But I do know to ask you. Your word talks about asking. Your word tells me to seek after their education and to pray for them, and so I do. Save my children from their sin. Save them and bring them to you. Bring them close to you, Lord Jesus. Save their souls. May they be believers again all their lives and never remember a day that they didn't believe in you. Let them be teachers of your word, a preacher, and teachers of your word. Thank you for their health. Lord, I ask you to keep them healthy. Keep them away from evil friends, evil kids. Keep them away from them except to bring the gospel to them. But just keep them from bad influence. Lord, I pray for, if you have marriage for my three daughters, I pray for their husbands, that they be godly young men, prepared to handle a woman as wonderful as my daughters will be. And I pray you make my daughters worthy to handle the godly young men you have for them. Keep them from the sin of homosexuality being propagated in their lives as if it's okay. Keep them from that evil temptation. And may they learn very quickly not to hate, but to hate sin. God, just protect them from the influence that's only growing in their lives, the satanic confusion of our day in this area. Make them strong and bold and virtuous, righteous, sin-hating, God-loving, people-loving Christians, ready to be wives. And for Josh, for little Coey boy, my son, Lord, I pray for his wife. Protect him from the same sins of homosexuality and the influence of Satan in his life, and the confusion in the world today, which comes from rebellion. God, make him ready to handle a woman that loves you. Make him ready, Lord, for her, and make her ready for him. Bring them together at the right time. If you have marriage for these four, prepare them for their spouses. Prepare their spouses for them. Help me to recognize the hims and the her when they come. To shepherd as a daddy them in those decisions only they can make. Guide them in wisdom. Lord, I want to pray for my friends here in Germany and in the States. Many are coming to mind right now, Lord, and you know their needs. God, in their marriages, in their church service, various church services, in their missionary calling. God, may we all just have the joy of rowing this boat together, right to your shore. Help them to forgive and grow and be strong in the promises of our faith. Pray for my friends, Lord. Pray for my fellow elders, pastors. God, that they just find a settled conviction that the joy they have behind closed doors in exegeting your word would be their passion that others could have as well by doing it with them. May we not be pulled away by the temptation of numbers, money, filthy freaking money. Protect us from evil influence. Just draw us to you, Lord. Draw your body to you. I want to ask you, God, for a staying influence in my culture. As people running for office seem to be literally growing horns out of their head, God, I pray you'd remove them. Remove evil people. I don't I'm not asking you to judge and condemn. You'll do that where it's right. But keep them out of leading our country. Lord, they seem to be bred in a satanic covent somewhere, running for office people. That my people, who would appear to be raised in the same place, seem to be approving of. That's the scariest part. God, do something in our culture in America. But I don't mean politically. I mean through your church. Through the gospel. Use us. Use your church. Use your church to stir up your people. We are pilgrims in an unholy land. So God, make us holy. Committed to you. We have no rights to be believed. But God, we want to serve you. Increase our want and increase our ability to do it. Help us, God, to be strong and bold, committed, true, and faithful in our marriages and in our personal devotion to our wives or husbands or kids. God, help us to that end. God, I just pray for our leaders that are in office. God, that you would put upon them a fear of you, that they will stand before you to give account. God, that you would stir up in them a holy fear to serve you well, to serve people, to not do evil. So I pray for my leaders, Lord, for salvation, for wisdom to lead. They need it. It's hard times. 300 some million of us in America alone. I pray for my president, my vice president, for the members of Congress that I have. God, do what only you can do. Please, among them, I beg you, don't crush my people. If there be 10 righteous, don't destroy the cities. God, I just ask you to be honored by my prayer. My love for you, be blessed. I glorify you, I magnify you, praise your holy name. Amen. So that was just a prayer that I wanted to pray, that I'm done praying. And what I did was follow a specific pattern that a preacher once talked to me about doing that always seemed like a good idea. ACTS. Acknowledge, confess, thanksgiving, supplication. Always with a little bit of overlap here and there in ways and measures. And that's fine, but I just wanted to pray. I guess I don't hear that often from people, and I wanted to do it with you. If anybody listened to that, I hope you're blessed just in joining me in prayer and hearing somebody else pray. Maybe that you don't know, maybe a stranger, that's you and me, we're strangers, but maybe you hear that and are blessed by it. So thanks for listening in, and I wanted to share that ACTS is just a model, a way to maybe keep in mind a good structure to prayer. Maybe it helps you pray, and I'd be happy that it did. God bless.